This next session took on a different format. Instead of a panel, we had the pleasure of witnessing Bankless Africa contributor Yofi Annan host a fireside chat with the Cassava Network co-founder and Adaverse Accelerator investment manager Moloko Sano. The chat covered both the Cassava Network and Adaverse, as well as certain dynamics around the industry that necessitate certain innovations in order to provide a sustainable building block for African creators. It is indeed a time to be alive. There is so much innovation to be had, and so many capable builders. We hope this chat piques your interest.
Thank you, Del, for the introduction. So welcome everyone to the Fireside Chats. I'm Yofi, Bankless DAO and co-contributor at Bankless Africa. And I'd like to introduce today's guest, that's the co-founder of Cassava Network. So to start off, I'd like to ask you, what motivated you to get into this, and also a little introduction about yourself as well.
Hi. Hello everybody. My name is Muluku. I'm the co-founder of Cassava Network, and I'm also an investment manager at Adaverse. A quick background about myself. My parents are originally from Guinea. I'm from Holland, but I spent most of my life living and growing up all over the world, mainly in Europe and in China. I'm currently based in between Dubai, Hong Kong, and Lagos. So there are a few things that motivated me to start to actually be involved in the general Web3 space in Africa, right? So before I answer that, I think it would be cool to take a step back and understand why Web3 is so crucial in an African context, right? So let's look at everything, right? So on the African continent, right, we have high inflation, right? We have high currency devaluation, right? For example, like look at the Naira. I think in 2016, one US dollar was like 180 Naira, right? Now it's like 750, right? So if you're holding, so like if you have your expenses in US dollars, like you're screwed, right? And on the flip side of things, it's extremely difficult to send money to Africa, right? So from my business account in Hong Kong, I'm unable to send money to Nigeria because it's on the blacklist, right? But on the flip side of things, right, what do we have here in Africa, right? Like we have like one of the world's largest youth population, right? I think 70% of the continent is under the age of 35, right? We have very high mobile phone penetration, right? People have phones, right? Like some people even have two phones, right? And we have a very, very big tech scene as well, right? I think in 2016, African companies raised $400 million. Now it's exceeded like $5 billion, like depending like what sources like you look at, right? So this has created the perfect environment for crypto to strive, right? And no wonder that Nigeria, South Africa, and Kenya have among the world's highest ownership of cryptocurrency per capita, and are also ranked on the highest list of like adoption, right? Like if you look at like different studies, right? So the reason that motivated me to start a Web3 company in Africa is because I truly, truly believe that Web3 is the future of Africa, and that's how the African continent is going to develop, right? So a bit brief about Cassava, right? So at Cassava, we're a crypto platform that's focused on arts, rewards, and entertainment. So essentially what we're trying to do is we're trying to build the bridge that connects African users from Web2 to Web3, right? And how we're doing that is we have a multi-chain wallet, right? So the same way like you go on a website online, like you don't care if it's HTTM or you don't care if it's HTTPL, right? Like you just want to go on the website, right? So that's why we are creating a multi-chain wallet so you can transact across like different chains, you can hold your digital assets. We're creating a rewards platform where we have over 30 partners, which include some of the largest consumer-facing platforms on the African continent, such as Boomplay, which is Africa's largest music streaming platform. You have Carry First, which is Africa's largest gaming developer, and we have fintech companies like BitMama and betting companies too, right? So essentially, like we're helping like our partners engage and incentivize their audience, right? And then we have a NFT platform, like where we want to work with African concerts, music stars, right? And help them create NFTs that really help them get closer to their fans, and NFTs that actually have real utility, right? And we recently started a esports league with Carry First, which is Africa's first and largest esports league. We did our first tournament last year in November, where we partnered with Tiefen Arena, which is one of those largest games, had over 120 teams participate from 50 countries, and we recently just signed a partnership with Axie Infinity, and we'll be hosting the Axie Infinity tournament in Africa for the next few months.
Well, that's really exciting. A lot of things Kasala is doing. A lot of it was foreign as well. And for most people who don't know, you've also been like, I'd like to go into your origin story. You know, most people start out as entrepreneurs and then branch off to angel investors and VCs, but you are coming from the opposite direction. Do you think some things that you learned as a VC has really impacted you as a founder in Web3, and how does it, why did you make the transition from the VC to start a founder at this point in time?
So, I think they're very like transferable skills from being an investor and then being an like operator, right? So when you're an investor, right? Like when you look at an investment opportunity, right? Like especially like the way that I analyze things, right? Like you look at things from like different angles, right? Like you look at what drives the market, what moves the market, right? Who are the major market like participants, right? Like who are the different stakeholders, right? I used to work in private equity before, and my boss always used to tell me, think about who are the haters and think about who want this to happen, right? So when you have a holistic approach of the market and when you know like where the market like, is going in the next 5 years, like in the next 10 years, right? So these are the same skill sets like that I'm using as a founder right now, right? Like when I'm looking at the Web3 space in Africa, right? Like when I'm constantly thinking about like what are the next innovations like that are coming, right? Like what are the things like that I need to look out for, right? Like what are the things that consumers need and like what are the things that consumers want, right? So like that's one very important aspect, right? And the other like important like aspect is that for my role, like as an investment manager at AWS, I'm invested in like 30 plus companies last year in Africa, right? And they include some of the best and brightest like crypto companies, right? There's Mazuma, there's giving a talk here, and there's Afropolitan, like who gave a keynote speech early in the morning, right? So what I learned from, and like I'm always constantly learning, like when I'm speaking to these entrepreneurs, right? Like I'm learning things they do really well, and I'm also learning things they might not do really well, right? And I apply that to my own business, right? So, and then to answer your other questions, right? Like I think investing is also being an entrepreneur, like in some type of way, right? Because when you invest, right, like you are thinking about what something could potentially be, right? Like you're, and you're using like the financing, like to make that potential thing happen, right? So like you also have to be super, super like creative, right? Like, so when companies come to me, they're not really at the point like where they are, like where they want to be, right? So like you have to have a lot of imagination and like you need to have a lot of like creativity sometimes like to make these deals happen, right? And yeah, like, and as I said like earlier, right? Like I really, really want to try and help the African continent develop, right? And I'm doing it in two ways, right? By on the investing side, supporting the best and brightest entrepreneurs in Africa, just like Kofi in the crowd, and on the entrepreneur side, just trying to build my own company and really trying to help the acceleration of Web2 to Web3 in Africa.
That's really fantastic. And I see a marketing manager here as well. That's really great that you've been able to learn from like both skill sets, both as an entrepreneur and as an investor applying that. So for those that don't know, you mentioned your VC company that you work with that's investing in all these startups.
Oh, it's called Adaverse. So we're Africa's largest VC fund. It's a $100 million fund backed by Cardano, which is one of the world's largest layer ones.
That's fantastic. So as Cassava Network is focused on the mass adoption and acceleration of crypto in Africa, some of the challenges that you've faced, could you like mention them? Because I think in the previous panel, most people mentioned regulators, most people spoke about education, UC spoke about education, Adele spoke about regulation. But you building Cassava Network across Africa and this loyalty program that you mentioned, the NFTs and the gaming guilds, what challenges you face and how are you overcoming them and how did you overcome them as well?
So I think that the biggest challenge we all face is education, right? And I think it's also because sometimes Web3 is just so difficult, right? Like, we create like all these fancy jargons, right? Like, I feel like the Web3 space is a bit inherently aloof, right? Like, we think we're so much better like than the guys in like Web2, right? So like, we create our own fancy terms and we do this, that, right? But at the end of the day, it's just something very, very simple, right? So at Cassava, right? Like, if you look at our Medium or if you look at our like social media, right? Most of our posts, 90% are education, right? Explaining to users what is a wallet, what is a soulbound token, right? What are custodial stuff, right? So on and so forth, right? So our main mission is to educate the user, right? And we've gone even further, right? Like, we've recently signed a partnership with Pan Atlantic University and Lagos Business School, where it's Cassava, Adaverse, Emergo, and the university, and like, we'll be teaching blockchain courses. We're gonna have like a Harvard Business School type of like class, like, where we're gonna look into like case studies of all the portfolio companies we invested in. We're gonna be releasing a book together called the like ABCs of blockchain and stuff, right? So I believe in order to really, really reach mass adoption, like, we need to educate our users, and we really need to like simple it down, right? So when my grandma is able to pick up a phone and do a simple transaction, right, on the blockchain, I think that's when we've reached mass adoption, right? And that's what we should seek for, right? Explaining things to our grandma, or making things simple enough that even a 5-year-old can understand.
I definitely resonate with what you're saying. We create a lot of jargons, DID, SBTs, NFTs, I mean, like DEXs, like, and these are like several jargons that I think, you know, might be stifling for the users who want to get into Web3. I mean, as much as some people think it's a scam, the next one is probably like understanding what it is and making like it really simple for them to be able to get in. And I'm loving the way Cassava is actually starting with gaming, which everybody in Africa does. You know, we play FIFA, we play, you know, God of War and all these games, and can people earn on your platform when they play
that? 100%, right? So the main thing is, right, like, we're like the rewards, the games, the music and stuff, and the arts, right? We're focusing on the largest consumer-facing verticals, so then it's easy just to switch to like Web3, right? So as you mentioned, everybody plays FIFA, right? Most people here love art, right? Everybody listens to music, for example, right? So we're focusing on the very, very simple verticals and the very, very simple industries where it's easy to like to make the switch from Web2 into Web3, right? So essentially, like, what we're trying to do, the main aim is to create the largest user base of African Web3 companies, of African Web3 companies and of African Web3 users, right? So we essentially become a bridge that connects Web2 to Web3 within Africa, right? Web3 users in Africa to the globe, and global Web3 companies into Africa, right? So like, that's our whole mission, right? And we believe that the quickest way to mass adoption is by focusing on very, very simple and ordinary things that everybody understands, right? Like, you don't need to go into like DeFi, right? DeFi is not gonna lead to mass adoption. You know, it's just like this very simple everyday things that everybody can understand. Like, my grandma understands rewards, right? Like, my grandma like understands like digital like collectibles. My grandma understands game. You know, so just very, very simple things that my grandma, that your grandma can understand, right? And she doesn't even need to know that it's crypto in the background. Right? So that is essentially what we are focusing on.
That's really fantastic. Since you mentioned the fact that most people don't need to know is about crypto, that was what I think Reddit launched an NFT, and then they didn't speak any jargon in their marketing collateral comms about anything NFT, and like, that really sold out. I think recently, last year. So moving on to the next one, you spoke about NFTs and how they are interoperable. We've seen like an NFT hype last year. I think this year was like, early last year was DAOs, and we have like DIDs and AI this year. So what's the future for NFTs in Cassava? You said you have like NFTs that work, that are interoperable across like games and so. Yes, so what's the future? How do you see that?
100%. So I might actually get a lot of slack for saying this, but I think NFTs might actually become bigger like than the whole crypto market, right? Like, because when you look at like NFTs and all the different use cases like you have, right? That, like, it just goes so much more than just like financial trading, right? Like, so like, one of the things that we want to do is like We want to work with like big artists, for example, like Burna Boy, Wizkid, like to the partnership that we have with Boomplay, right? And help them release like NFTs, right? So example, let's say Burna Boy releases a NFT series, right? And if you buy that NFT series, like you get access to like early drops like of music, of merchandise, like you get into like a like special like Burna Boy like Telegram group or Discord chat where you can directly like communicate with him. Like there's meetups and stuff you can see, right? So as a fan, like if you more invested, right? So like the best example is like Rihanna. Like Rihanna just released a NFT series, like I think it was 2 weeks ago or last week, and instantly sold out, right? So that's how you get to mass adoption, right? And on the other side, like we want to work with like big African concerts like Afrochella, so on and so forth, right? And help them create like a Web3 experience for their most high valued fans, right? Like where they can get discounts at the bar, or where they can get discounts on the tickets, or where they can go backstage and like meet their artists, right? And I feel like, right, again, like I know like I keep using the word mass adoption, but I feel like that's really how you get to like mass adoption. Everyday simple things, right, that people can understand and that people can see, right? And everybody here wants to be part of something exclusive, right? Everybody here wants to have something that nobody else has, right? And that is what, in my opinion, NFTs can bring. And that is what like we're seeking to do.
That's fantastic. Partnership that you mentioned with Boomplay as well. With Odeo, we saw like last year, one of the most streamed artists was Black Sheriff in Ghana. That was Boomplay. And definitely did share that. And I would also like to say that, like you said, like starting with the things that like everybody knows, like gamings, collectibles, arts, you don't know, to teach people like new stuff. Again, I think that's definitely great. I also like to ask, what other partnerships do you have in the line for Cassava this year that in the mix, if you could share with us as well?
Oh yeah, so yeah, sure. There's a partnership that we have with the university. We have over 30 partners, right? So from Boomplay to Vizkid to Aha Games, to Carry First, to BitMama, to Fondbank, and like many more, right? And like we're and Axie Infinity, right? Like we're like we'll be helping Axie expand in Africa, right? And this is going to be their first foray into the African continent, right? And yeah, so that's essentially like what we're seeking to do, right? Like we're seeking to help other big global Web3 companies move into the African continent, right? So there's a few conversations that I'm not at liberty to fully like divulge right now, but if you want to know, just follow Cassava on Twitter, Telegram, and LinkedIn.
Okay, so there's some things in the wraps as well. And for loyalty rewards as well, what do we need to do? Do we need to sign up? Do we need to follow this artist, join the community? I logged into your app today as well. Very lovely user interface.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it could be way better though.
Are the devs here? So probably that speaks to your the acumen that you mentioned about an investor as well, being able to see a product beyond what it is right now and being able to see the future of what the product has to be in your mindset as well. So props to you as well. And the loyalty program, could you share more about that as well?
Yes. So it's essentially, right, like just like a normal like loyalty program like that you have, right? So for example, right, if I use my Amex right now at any Marriott hotel, like I get points, right? And I can use these points, right, like to get discounts at the next Marriott hotel that I go to, right? So that's the same thing that we're trying to do, but in a Web3 manner, right? So like there are a few issues right now with like loyalty, like rewards point, right? So back to my like Amex like example, right? I'm only allowed to use my Amex points within the Marriott ecosystem. So it's a closed ecosystem. So essentially, like if I don't go like to the Marriott like for the next 2 years, and I just have my points like sitting down there, right? Like it's useless, right? And also like if you look at most like the biggest loyalty like reward system like Starbucks, right? They essentially have hogged up, right? Like the entire like loyalty market, right? And I think there was a BCG study that estimated that in 2017 people were part of like 10.6 membership programs on average, and engagement was like 75%. Now it's like last year, 2020, it was 16.6
memberships per average, and engagement dropped to 45%, right? So what do the numbers tell us, right? Like, the numbers tell us that even though loyalty, like membership, has grown, but engagement is low. Why is that? It's because it's just like, there's just so much crap, right? Like, I think I'm part of like 5 to 7, like, or like more than 10, like, loyalty, like memberships, and I receive so much spam in my email, right? Like, I don't even look at it anymore, right? So what we're trying to do at Casella is we're trying to create an open loyalty system, right? So for example, you can go on Roomplay, listen to songs, right? And then earn tokens, and then these tokens that you can go to our gaming section, right? And the discounts on your in-game like items, like an armor or like whatever, right? Yeah, and then you can use that like to go to our betting sections and like get discounts on bet and so on and so forth, right? So essentially, like, what we're trying to do is three things, or actually two things, right? Number one, right? Like, we're trying to create an interoperable loyalty like system where we're trying to cross-pollinate like customer bases of different people, right? So example, you earn rewards from Boomplay, and then you go use these rewards like on Carry First, right? So Boomplay has 50 something million monthly active users, right? So all these users get to go to Carry First, right? Which drives traffic to like Carry First, right? And then like you also make your like loyalty system more attractive, right? Because now like I know that if I spend time on Boomplay, I can use that for games on Carry First, right? And using tokens, right, allows like those points to be tradable, right? So it's no longer a closed, siloed ecosystem, but it's an open, interoperable like ecosystem, right? Where the rewards that you earn, like which can be NFTs, which can be partner tokens, for example, you can actually trade them on like any like crypto exchange or on any NFT marketplace. So that's essentially what we're trying to do.
That's really fantastic. Just like what he mentioned, that really went into the to-end model, which is listen-to-end from Boomplay. I like the fact that it's interoperable, you can move it to where you want to. And like, we've heard things about play-to-end, which is what the gaming is, walk-to-end, eat-to-end, and all these different end models. I'm loving the fact that even you're building one that isn't close, so you can transfer your tokens across the ecosystem. And I think I like that as well. That's really obviously you and your team as well.
And then one more thing to add, right, is that the rewards platform, in my opinion, is one of the fastest ways to accumulate users, right? So for example, Boomplay has like 50 million monthly active users, right? Like, we're the official Web3 partner, right? So you have Boomplay's 50 million users, right? You have Carry First, which has like over like 5 million, and then you have Viscip, which has 15 million. You have AHA Games, which has like 20 million. So in total, our total reach to all our 30 partners is 300 million users, right? So if you're running like a Web3 app, right, and you plug into my like rewards platform, right, like you have the potential to have all these eyeballs on your platform, right? So which is the fastest way for you to grow. And it's also the best way for you to market your products and your services, right? Especially if you're a Web3 native application, right? So that is essentially what we're seeking to do.
That's fantastic. And regards to what you just mentioned as well, we see Web2 platforms do the same thing, you know, even on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And you know, TikTok doesn't really give you like tokens for you to earn when you like spend a lot of time on their platform. I mean, it was just recently they started having the creator model where they start paying creators when they realized that, you know, Web3 was the concept of ownership and tokenization.
Thank you for spending another episode with me. Just a reminder that none of what we share is financial advice, only opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and give us a rating on whatever platform you're listening from. We are our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So until next time, keep innovating.